We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Okay, this whole Bloomberg apology tour is absolutely remarkable. Let me tell you why. Because Bloomberg said earlier this year, and some of the most stunning audio I've heard thus far, that he wasn't going to run for president because he refused to do an apology tour like Joe Biden. He even mocked Joe Biden for two things. Apologizing for being born white and male, which you do have to do now if you're running in the Democrat primary. And he mocked Joe Biden for apologizing for authoring, co-sponsoring, and voting for and passing legislation that lowered crime rates. Mocked him for both those two things. Bloomberg over the weekend just apologized for those two things. Let me play you Bloomberg from earlier in this year when he explained that he was not going to run for president because he refused to apologize for saving lives. And I need the audio on. Unfortunately, it's not on. And
producer Chris just walked out of the studio.
He just walked out of the studio, so I have no way to do this.
He's busy with other things. So sorry.
I have no way to do this segment. All right, let's talk about something else. Give me a minute.
Okay.
Here we go. Headline, nearly 80,000 immigrants approved for DACA have arrest records. I'm sorry, didn't I just see Trump trash just last week for suggesting that DACA kids might be criminals?
Some, I'm sure. You know, the odds are some
are. Yeah, he said
some.
He didn't say all of them.
Yeah, exactly.
Of 889,000 applications for the DACA program, 110,000 have arrest records. That's a big number.
Yep.
Of the more than 765,000 approved for DACA, 79,000 have arrest records. Wow. That's a big number. But this is a preferred Democratic voting group, so I suppose it doesn't.
Of course. Really. You've nailed it, as usual.
Yeah. Let's go back to Bloomberg, something else, and we'll wait for Chris to come back and turn the audio on. Former New York City mayor and 2020 presidential candidate Michael Bloomberg told a female employee to kill it when she revealed she was pregnant.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. This is a 1997 lawsuit filed in New York by Sakiko Sakai Garrison, one of Bloomberg's former executives. He settled with her. And part of the settlement, she's not allowed to talk about it anymore. Just kill it. Which means he ought to be a real hit in the Democrat primary.
Of course. That's a resume enhancer.
He'd want to get this out. You know, the later in the pregnancy, the better. Bloomberg was reportedly upset that another pregnant woman would be added to his payroll. Great. Number 16, he said, in apparent reference to the number of pregnancies among his staff at Bloomberg LP. In addition to those two accusations surrounding a pregnancy lawsuit, also said Bloomberg, while talking to the pregnant woman, I suppose after he told her to kill her baby, pointed another attractive woman out to Garrison and said, if you look like that, I would do you in a second.
Okay.
So I guess the message there is you're not hot when you're pregnant. You should kill it. And if you look like that, I would do you in a second, because everyone wants to do Bloomberg, clearly. At least that's what he assumes, I suppose.
Yeah. Boy.
Okay, so you seen much about this? This is in Town Hall. Oh, by the way, he has other sexual harassment lawsuits, too. He settled those as well.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's interesting. I wonder if those are going to be brought to light now. I wonder if MSNBC or NBC or Billy Bush or anybody's got... audio recording of some off-camera moments with Mr. Bloomberg.
Or are they just going to go the MSNBC route?
Yeah.
Oh, here we go. We got the audio back. Okay. I don't know why it wouldn't work before. All right. Hold on. I got to fix it. All right. So this is... Okay, here we go. This is Bloomberg... This is Bloomberg on... how he can't run because he's not willing to do a media apology tour earlier in the year.
But it's just not going to happen on a national level for somebody like me starting where I am, unless I was willing to change all my views and go on what CNN called an apology tour. Joe Biden went out and apologized for being male, over 50, white. He apologized for the one piece of legislation, which is actually a pretty good anti-crime bill, which if the liberals ever read it, most of the things they like would be is in that bill. They should have loved that, but they didn't even bother to read it. You're anti-crime, you must be anti-populist.
Okay, so that's Bloomberg earlier this year, right?
Yeah. That was then.
Yeah, him admitting, listen, you know, we did get tough on crime, and Democrats and Republicans actually used to be able to agree that crime should be prosecuted. Crazy to see that now, right? But they did believe that, that crime should be prosecuted.
Shouldn't even have prisons, you know.
Now, yeah, no prisons now. I mean, you can still have free flat screen as long as it's under, you know, $950. You just take it, walk out, no big deal. And so Bloomberg's like, you know, I am not going to apologize for crime bills that worked, right? Well, I guess he went back on that. He started his apology tour. And guess what? Listen to the wording here. This is the most shocking part of this, okay? He apologized for saving lives. You have to do that now in the Democrat Party.
Yeah.
Even if those lives are black and Hispanic, doesn't matter. You got to apologize for that.
I was totally focused on saving lives. But as we know, good intentions aren't good enough.
So the good intention of saving lives is not good
wrong.
Enough.
No, it's not good enough.
You were hurting the feelings and disenfranchising those that you were stopping because, you know, it's more important about their feelings as to whether or not you stop them from killing somebody.
Yes. Most of those somebodies were black, by the way.
Yeah.
So here's Bloomberg now, and he's apologizing for saving lives, even admitting those were black and Latino lives.
I got something important wrong. I got something important really wrong. I didn't understand that back then, the full impact that stocks were having on the black and Latino communities. I was totally focused on saving lives, but as we know, good intentions aren't good enough. Back then, I was wrong.
Okay, so let's look at how he was wrong. Okay. New York Post, how stop and frisk saved New York. By the way, New York's been doing stop and frisk to some degree since 1911. It's pretty standard policy. 1960s, New York was averaging 2,000. No, okay. In 1960, by 1990, the city was averaging 2,000 murders a year, up from 500 in the mid-60s. So that is a crime wave. The majority of the victims were black and Hispanic. Right? So he says, I must save lives. Well, this was... The stop and frisk was Bloomberg's term, but it was tenure, but it was also Rudy Giuliani's too. Okay, so fast forward to today, 1990, we got 2,000 murders a year in New York. What were they able to bring that down to using stop and frisk? Targeted at the most violent areas by crime statistics. So this is not targeted by race. This is targeted at the most violent areas. Well, are the most violent areas primarily black and Hispanic? Yes. Are the victims primarily black and Hispanic? Yes. New York's efforts have been so successful that our overall crime rate is now 75% lower. Again, this is an article on Stop and Frisk and How It Saved New York. New York's efforts have been so successful, our overall crime rate is now 75% lower than it was 20 years ago in the 90s. Murders are back down to the 500 a year level. Again, most of those victims were black and Hispanic. So if you wanted to save black and Hispanic lives, you have to apologize for that now.
Because those were just good intentions.
They were just...
They weren't good enough.
Good intentions.
You were wrong. You were
that
wrong.
That saved 1,500 lives a year.
Yeah. You were wrong to try to save those people.
Yeah, no. You should just let people do whatever you want. And the message is that you ought to follow the lead of this guy they just elected, you know, prosecutor in San Francisco.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He holds rallies in which he leads chants to, of F the police. And he announced that he is not going to prosecute the homeless for quality of life crimes, which include pooping on the streets, soliciting prostitutes, using drugs in public, pitching your tent in the middle of a sidewalk and obstructing the flow of, foot traffic. Any of that, it's not going to be prosecuted anymore. That's how you save lives. You don't save lives. People die from overdoses. But you know, murder, all that kind of stuff. But that's how you feel good, though. This is the template. I'm telling you, where they're going with crime is really terrifying.
Yes, it is.
You have to apologize for enforcing the law. Even if your record is you save 1,500 lives a year, mostly black and Hispanic lives in New York, you got to apologize for that. It would be better if those people were dead so long as no one was offended. They want to turn this country into anarchy and chaos.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, so we're doing this in every hour today. It's a must hear, both for listeners of the show and those who use the show for show prep. A lot of you waking up on the West Coast, looking for your show. Here's your show. You ready to record? Let's roll it. Yeah, you know, I started this weekend. I cut stuff up for you so you don't have to watch these impeachment hearings. They're really painful to watch. I couldn't take more than 5 minutes on Friday. I just turned it off. I was like, I'll do it later. It was so absurd. And I also got, there's only 30 seconds of the impeachment hearing from Friday that you need to hear. And after that, you just don't even need to know anything else. Well, you don't need to know anything but this simple fact. That Maria Yovanovitch was fired 60 days before the Trump phone call. She was out of there. So she not only doesn't have first-hand knowledge and didn't hear the call, she doesn't have second-hand, third-hand, or even fourth-hand knowledge. She has no knowledge at all. Why did they interview her then? She's disgruntled. That was it. No, this would be like, again, I used this as an example earlier. This is basically the same thing as you pick a major corporation, you want to make them look bad, you go find the last person who got fired from said major corporation, you put them on national television and ask them, hey, do you think the CEO of said corporation should be fired? That's a pretty good, they're going to say yes. Because why? Because they had a bad work environment. Well, when you suck and you get fired, you have a bad work environment before you go. That's what they did. They went through the recently fireds, when she looks pretty bitter, and put her on TV. Again, she's gone 60 days before the phone call. That's 60 days before any of the quid pro quo stuff didn't happen. But it said to maybe have happened. Someday they'll find a source that said it did or something. This is the only 30 seconds you need to hear from Friday. And I'm not even going to mess with the rest of it because it's a waste of time.
Do you have any information regarding the President of the United States accepting any bribes?
No.
Do you have any information regarding any criminal activity that the President of the United States has been involved with at all?
No.
Thank you. Thank you for answering that directly. The American people know this is nonsense.
Yeah, so that's it. That's all you need. I mean, everything else is just gravy. Oh, she felt intimidated. By what? A Trump tweet? That said not very nice things about her. Okay. So? You have no evidence? No. You have no hearsay evidence? No. You have no direct evidence? No. You weren't even around during the period in question that we are holding this impeachment about? No. Well, why are we talking to you? I have no idea, honestly. And it went basically the same way at Wednesday's impeachment hearing.
Where is the impeachable offense in that call? Are either of you here today to assert there was an impeachable offense in that call? Shout it out. Anyone?
No. Mm-mm, no. Folks, can you imagine if it was found that one of President Trump's ambassadors showed up with a do not prosecute list in a prosecutor's office in one of the countries and said, don't prosecute these people? And the prosecutor says, well, yeah, but we've got evidence they committed crimes. I mean, no. And they insisted. Can you imagine how wild the media would go? See, because that's what Maria Yovanovitch is credibly accused of doing. Oh, and she lied about it under oath, but nobody cares. Yeah, no, she did. She did in her opening statement. The head prosecutor of Ukraine claims and has claimed since March, before any of this got started, by the way, nobody knew she'd be on the stand. Nobody even knew she'd be fired at that point. Nobody knew Trump would be impeached about this. John Solomon broke the story that she, under Obama, working as the ambassador, just sashayed into the prosecutor's office there in Ukraine. The head prosecutor gave him a list of people he couldn't prosecute, as if she ran the damn place. Well, that's a good reason to fire somebody. I think we could have focused on that more in the hearing. That is profoundly corrupt. But nobody cares. So in the opening statement, she claims that she was accused by the prosecutor. She's under oath, mind you. Accused by the prosecutor of giving him a no prosecute list. But she says even the prosecutor retracted that. No. In fact, he doubled down on it over the weekend. What's my source for that? Lou Dobbs in the New York Times. Take a listen. This is from Dobbs.
I want to reiterate first that the allegation that I disseminated a do not prosecute list was a fabrication. Mr. Lutsenko, the former Ukrainian prosecutor general who made that allegation, has acknowledged that the list never existed.
Didn't happen.
Ooh, not quite. Not quite. As investigative journalist John Solomon and the New York Times have both reported, Lutsenko denies that he ever retracted that allegation. Lutsenko says that reports claiming he retracted it were based on a bad translation, and that Yovanovitch did indeed pressure him not to prosecute those activists.
Okay, if this was somebody, if this was Rudy Giuliani or somebody working for Trump, this would be absolutely believed. The word of the prosecutor, the insistent prosecutor, now here is a firsthand source. Here's the prosecutor, Ukraine's head prosecutor of Ukraine, saying, look, she gave me a no prosecute list. I looked at her like she was nuts, and I told her where she could go. I had explained to her, no, we don't ignore crimes here at the request of the United States of America. And this is like no big deal. You do this all day long under Obama, nobody cares. We're talking about impeaching Trump, and we can't even delineate the crime. I mean, what this one woman did is worse than anything Trump has been accused of, and nobody cares. Nobody bats an eye. It is unbelievable. But again, makes sense if Representative John Ratliff is right about why the Democrats are going so fast. They plan to pack all the impeachment hearings into the coming week.
The Democrats are racing to get through this impeachment as quickly as possible. That's why we have 8 witnesses and 5 hearings this week, and we're not doing any of the work, is because they know that Inspector General report is likely to be damning about the origins of the 2016 investigation into the Trump campaign, the role that the Obama-Biden administration officials played in that.
All right, to the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. Texter writes, yes, God knows corporations have never fired people to cover up their whistleblowing. Yeah, problem is, She was fired 60 days before anything that we are talking about in these current hearings took place. So, not following, I'm sorry. Texter writes, hey, Tara, thank you for cutting the coup down to size. Yes, you could do it in 3 minutes. That's what a load this is. Thank you for cutting the coup down to size. Even though I'm a news junkie, I can't handle all the details of Russia or impeachment. I know it's just a big pile of cow manure, and that's enough to know. I don't need to pick through the pile or study each blade of grass or flower the cow ate. Me either. Anybody with an honest brain knows what it is without getting too deep. Cow manure looks like cow manure, even if the press tells us it's gold. Yes.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey there, Lee. Going to jump on the line with Jack in Greenville. Hey, Jack.
Good morning, Tara. Good to talk to you. Thank you very much. I'm supposed to be real quick with this. So let us do some catching up with our points that we've made over the last several months. Number one, China. China's supposed to be such a debacle. The United States is going to hurt from China. China's terrible. China syndrome. What's happened? China is in a free fall in the toilet. Supply chains have been moving out, as you and I discussed some time ago, for companies like Nike and others. But be that as it may, all these supply chains are moving to other Asian countries. They have a big problem, according to Gordon Chang, with their political chaos that you should recognize in Hong Kong. For U.S., it's kind of good stuff. All that low-tech crap that we don't get from China is coming from other places. Number two, the gift of impeachment. Tara, let's get real. This is the best way. When the impeachment thing does go to the Senate and the Republicans get to call bona fide witnesses who have to get in there and tell the truth with the IG report and everything else, this is not going to be a bombshell, as the media calls it. This is going to be what the people in the nuclear bomb industry call an unscheduled sunrise, because it's going to be horrible for the Dems. I can't see it any way out, but, you know, Pelosi's in a, she's backed into a corner. She had to do this. I just think it is going to be a huge landslide for the Republicans and for Trump, because all the truth will come out, and it'll be pretty straightforward. But I got to ask you a favor, Tara. If you listen, you know Woodruff Road's right there where you are. Please do me a favor and get a dash cam or get an app for your phone, because guess what? This afternoon, this morning, afternoon, evening, there's going to be wrecks out there. People are not driving safely. It's getting worse. So this is a pseudo public service announcement to say a dash cam can be purchased for less than $50 at a big box store, and it has a continuous loop. But I got to tell you, I've recorded some bizarre stuff out there avoiding accidents, but they're going to happen. Anyway, I hope I was pseudo succinct this morning to get those points across. And the last point is, thank you very much once again. You rock it. I don't know what we'd do without you. I really don't. So thanks again, kiddo.
Oh, well, thank you very much. Yeah, well, you know, I had thought about that, the whole dash cam thing. That had actually dawned on me. I've seen some pretty bizarre things lately. You know what I saw yesterday, Lee? And thank you, Jack, for your phone call. Appreciate that very much. I saw a guy make a right-hand turn. Like, normally you have to be in the right lane to do that, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that the way it works?
Yeah, generally.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, this is a 2-lane road, and he was in the left lane.
Mm-hmm.
So he made the turn in front of the guy in the right-hand lane and kept going.
Yeah, I've witnessed that too, yeah.
And what was fascinating was this was one of these lawn care service dudes. So he had his big truck and lawn care on a platform in the back that he was hauling.
Oh, wonderful.
And he went in front of the guy. And the other guy, fortunately, was paying attention, didn't hit his gas to go.
Right.
So apparently you can now, here in Greenville County, make a right-hand turn from the left-hand lane.
From the left-hand turn lane. Yeah,
and it wasn't even a turn lane. I mean, it was just the lane.
Yeah.
In front of the people in the right lane.
Wonderful. Yeah.
I was like, I'm not watching this. I am actually watching this. And he was very casual. It took his time and everything.
A friend of mine at church was up here on Woodruff Road near the station over the week, and he and his wife were there, and somebody decided that they were going to change lanes and hit him, and so he was involved in that. But that reminded me, I certainly hope, and the city of Greenville last year talked about this, particularly on this Woodruff Road area out here, just past Garlington Road where we are near the 85 interchange, the shops at Green Ridge out here, the other shopping center across the road there, the people who want to go into the intersection and clog up traffic when the lights have turned. I hope that there's going to be some tickets written for that. That's got to stop. That's part of what's going on up here.
Yeah, I also think those people ought to be pulled out of their cars and clubbed, but that's just me.
Well, yeah.
It would feel good watching it anyway.
There's probably those in that on Woodruff Road who would be willing to do that for you.
Yeah.
But seriously, I do hope that they're actually going to be monitoring this, writing to you, because I saw where they're doing what they usually do. There is a left-hand turn lane that you can get into once you cross 85 on Woodruff Road to get over to where the Target and everything is. And a lot of folks will, you know, get in that lane to get out of traffic. Well, they're going to do away with that so that you've got to go all the way down to the intersection there across from the the other shopping center is now on the other side of 85 down on Woodruff Road to make that left-hand turn. So you've only got a few cars that can get in that line to make the left-hand turn. So, of course, what this does is backs up traffic all the way down Woodruff Road. So they're closing that off in the holiday season, which makes perfect sense, obviously.
Totally, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. But that's what made me think about that. So I certainly hope that they're going to be writing some tickets for folks who are blocking intersections, because that's what's so frustrating.
The problem with that would require them to drive on the actual road that's being blocked, and they would lose their mind, so they just avoid
it. Exactly. I don't blame them.
I know. Absolutely.
But anyway, I do hope that is addressed.
Yeah. I totally agree with you. And by the way, that was the second time I've seen somebody making a turn from the wrong lane. I watched a woman do that the other day, too. She just literally drove the wrong way. You know where the Cracker Barrel is on Woodruff Road?
Yeah, right.
Okay. Well, you know there's like two lanes right there in and two lanes out, right?
Right.
Okay. Two out, two in.
Mm-hmm.
She was using one of the in lanes to turn out. In other words, she had driven the wrong way down the road.
And to paraphrase a Led Zeppelin album, In Through the Outdoor.
Yes, exactly. Thank you. So she was just doing it. And she's very casually sitting there with her turn signal on waiting to go. And I'm like, why bother with the turn signal? Exactly. You're already going the wrong way down a one-way road. I mean, you might as well just turn. Just go right into the intersection. I'm thinking, somebody's going to turn and run head-on into her.
Reminds me of a story one of my high school buddies used to tell me about his mother that has gone the wrong way down the road and was stopped by the officer. And the officer said, ma'am, she said, you know this is a one-way. He said, do you know this is a one-way street? And that's why I'm giving you a ticket. She said, but officer, I was only going one way.
Oh, gosh, that's not how that works.
No, it's not.
Doesn't work that way. Yeah, some of the stuff, he's right, though. I have thought that many times. I need to get one of those for my window, just so I could record this stuff and show you things I see. I mean, I'm just amazed by what I see people do.
Yeah, that's pretty much required for drivers in Russia, where their insurance companies are much worse than ours.
Which, by the way, is why the best idiot driver videos come out of Russia.
Oh, absolutely, because everybody's got a camera, and you get to see every 18-wheeler that's, you know, coming at you and impacting the vehicle in front of you at 80 miles an hour, or whatever it is in kilometers per hour.
Yeah, no, it's great. And me and the kids and the husband lost like a half a Saturday one time just watching those Russian videos.
You can,
And the kids are like screaming with laughter watching. Because, and it's amazing. Every time you watch it, you're like, this guy's totally going to die. He's going to die. He can't survive this. Okay. You're like, dang, he survived.
Here's the other thing to watch.
Huh?
Mustang drivers pulling out of cars and coffee. Google it. You'll love it.
Okay, wait.
Mustang drivers.
Mustang drivers pulling out of
cars and coffee. They wreck every time.
And this is funny.
Yeah.
Amusing.
If you're a Camaro fan, it's funny.
All right. I'm writing this down. Not like we're doing a show here. I love to watch a good video. All right.
Yes.
By the way, I've had this in my show notes for a while on my phone. I've been meaning to bring this up. Did you notice how there's no news on Syria in the news? You notice that's gone. Not at all. I mean, Syria was all the rage. By God, there was going to be a genocide. This is going to be terrible. I mean, it's going to be a total wipeout. Did any of that happen? No. I mean, there was some people killed. But, I mean, if you've followed the history of the area near the Turkish border with Syria, you know that there have been skirmishes, scuffles for years and years and years and years. It's been going on for a long time. The Kurds there have killed over 10,000 Turks. Turks not happy about it. They've retaliated. It's been going on for decades. So, I mean, that's not unusual. There have been some scuffles. But, I mean, has anybody... I mean, that was the biggest deal ever for, like, 3 weeks, right? You had to listen to that. And Trump was so wrong. Oh, God, was he wrong. Mitch McConnell and every Republican... I mean, the Republican senators, the people from the House, the media, every talking head knew how stupid Trump was and how he'd got Syria wrong. And where's the news now on that? And I thought it was the biggest thing, right? I mean, we're going to have a genocide. We were going to have to watch it. It was going to be terrible. Didn't have one, did we? Who told you that it would work that way? It was me. I told you. I told you what Trump was doing. I told you why it would work. And it did. Anybody with even a cursory view or an understanding of Syria could have told you that. They all turned on him. They were all wrong. And so at the end of last week, it really was something to see Turkish President Erdogan. Not a good guy. I'm not even going to pretend he is. He's a bad dude. Not as bad as some, but a bad dude. At the White House. I mean, we were supposed to be at war with him. We're going to be losing, you know, military lives right and left to protect those Kurds. And we'd bury him and then forget about it 6 months later because that's what we do as Americans. We say, oh, we've been there 6 months. It's time to come home. I don't want to pay for it anymore. After parents bury their sons and daughters. So instead of being at war, we are now not in the middle of a genocide. Things going pretty smoothly, actually, relatively speaking. Putin's got the place under control. Told you he would. And Assad's got the place under control. I told you he would. Putin and Assad not down with ISIS. And quite frankly, their rules of engagement versus our rules of engagement, I'd rather have them taking out ISIS. Thank you very much. They just shoot them in the back. They don't care. Which is how it should be done. But unfortunately, they don't have our media to get in the way of actually fighting our enemy. So I just thought that I'd point out to you. It's really remarkable to watch Erdogan. Not a fan of Erdogan, but to watch him at the White House when everybody else would have us at war with him. And it was the only way to stop the genocide, and nothing Trump could possibly want to do would work until it did. And then what happened? Nobody's talking about it anymore. Why? Trump won. No, he won. He kept us out of war, got the area pretty well covered anyway. We're not going to see a resurgence of ISIS there. We're never going to get every last ISIS critter. They're like roaches. There's always going to be one you don't miss. That'll never change, not for generations, not for centuries. But do they have the ability to mass entrain? No. Have they reformed the caliphate? No. Have we had a genocide? No. So isn't it a good thing we're not at war? Yeah. That's why you're not hearing about it. So anyway, to me, watching Erdogan at the White House when all of the right people who know nothing, as Jon Snow once said, you know nothing. Or no, it was once said to Jon Snow, excuse me. They know nothing. Trump took care of it. He knew what he was doing. So next time you hear hysteria, and Jack was talking about this earlier, about China, it's all going to go wrong and all that. Just give Trump a little while. Because what we were doing before Trump didn't work. Oh, by the way. Talk about concessions. Did you see what China just did? They have been blocking our poultry since 2015. That'd be the Obama administration. Trump finally got them to reverse it and to buy more. So They're now buying $1 billion a year worth of poultry from us. Again, is that a win? Like, you know, do we defeat the China? No. But it's the beginning of the opening of their markets to true capitalism. So will it work? I don't know. But I'm not going to jump up and down and say it won't when I don't have any idea what I'm talking about, like the rest of the mainstream media. So I just wanted to point that out. The significance of Erdogan coming to the White House was huge. Huge with a Y. Trump did that to say, hey, listen, this is the dude. This is the guy I'm supposed to be at war at with, for reasons you idiot commentators couldn't even articulate at the time and still can't now. Instead, he's at the White House. Haven't lost a single service member. And there's no genocide. Win-win. That's why they're not talking about it. They got it wrong.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.